Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for joining us here in the Radio Press Box at 95.7 ESPN. One man announced his retirement today via Sports Illustrated.
I am officially announcing my retirement from the NBA. I'm watching a college basketball game, but I think it's time for me to truly become just a fan and watch from the sidelines now. There are a couple factors. The biggest one, though, was that my body was talking to me. My body was telling me that it was time.
Scott, do you know whose voice that is?
No.
It's Jason Collins.
All right.
Jason Collins, formerly of the Brooklyn Nets and several other NBA teams, and the only pro athlete who is openly gay in the four major professional sports in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, what do you think his impact, his legacy is going to be besides being the first gay athlete to come up? Because other than that, his career was kind of like just he was a journeyman ball player, that type of thing. But, I mean, do you think he's paved the way for other athletes? Because we still haven't seen any new, you know, people who are gay coming out in pro sports.
Yeah, not active athletes.
No.
Yeah, I think he's a pioneer. I think it took courage for him to do what it did, what he did. There's still some... there's still some work to be done in terms of tolerance and acceptance, particularly in the machismo world of sports, you know. But I think I applaud him. I mean, I wouldn't go anywhere near as far as to say like he was Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find the historical symmetry kind of interesting because he was with Brooklyn. And I've been down in Brooklyn, and the Barclays Center is on Flatbush Avenue. And Ebbets Field,
mm-hmm.
Now it was a couple miles down the road, Ebbets Field, where Jackie Robinson, the Brooklyn Dodgers, played, was on Flatbush Avenue as well. So I like that historical symmetry there. I think it took some courage, and hopefully it does open some doors. We're a more tolerant society, a much more tolerant society than clearly we were in 1947 when Jackie Robinson made his debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers and stuff. So maybe because we are more accepting, more tolerant of different situations, then it doesn't seem that he maybe made as big an impact. But I think he has. He's a pioneer, and he will always be remembered for that. And I think you're going to see more and more athletes, you know, come out in the next several years here.
I don't know if it's going to happen as much as we'd like it to be. Collins, you know, he's going to basically write his letter like he did. He came out to Sports Illustrated, and he's going to like write that letter in the next Sports Illustrated and on mm-hmm. SI.com. He put an excerpt of, you know, his retirement speech and why he's retiring and stuff. You know, I'd hope that, you know, there would be more and more athletes and their teammates being comfortable with this whole situation that, you know, it's your lifestyle, it's your business, let's move on and play football, play baseball, play basketball. But, you know, with the Michael Sam thing and now with Jason Collins, nobody's really there aren't more people willing to come out so far, and I think they're afraid of, you know, the fact that, well, Jason Collins is probably retiring because he didn't get re-signed by an NBA team, and Michael Sam can't be picked up, he hasn't been picked up yet on another practice squad. And I wonder if that's the case. And even Collins says today that there are athletes that I know of that are homosexuals and who are in pro sports, and they don't want to come out yet because of the fears in the locker room.
Yeah, that's sad. If that's the case, I'm not shocked, but that's sad. It is interesting if you've noticed. It's a bigger issue and problem with male athletes than it is with female athletes. I mean, going back to Martina Navratilova,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Abby Wambach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not as big a deal, you know,
for
women's sports as it is in a. Again, I think that machismo. And what constitutes masculinity?
Mm-hmm. Brittany Griner's another one in the WNBA.
Yeah, you know, so I think it's a different it's a different attitude, unfortunately, and barriers are going to be a little bit more difficult to come down. But You know, I think he was a trailblazer, but I wouldn't put it again in the same category because I think we're in different times now, mm-hmm. hopefully more tolerant times. But we're not there yet in terms of accepting people for whom they are. I mean, clearly, you know, we're in a very divisive time in our country, and there's still a lot of people who believe this is a sin and have different, you know, religious beliefs and political beliefs and sociological beliefs. Concerning gays and in this case, gay athletes.
It's the Radio Press Box, 95.7 ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.